Senate Republicans formally counter Biden's $2.25 trillion proposal at $568 billion without raising taxes. By Wendell Hasebo on April 22, 2021. Senate Republicans on Thursday have formally countered President Joe Biden's $2.25 trillion proposal at $568 billion. The proposal maintains the 21% corporate tax rate and current state and local tax (SALT) deductions, opposing Biden's tax hike to 28% and Senate Democrats' proposal of 25%. The initiative also includes raising taxes on those making more than $400,000 a year, Axios reported. Moreover, the Republican initiative focuses on traditional infrastructure items, such as roads, bridges, water storage, broadband, and ports. The plan does not include the Democrats' Orwellian campaign that seeks to relabel many far-left policies as infrastructure. The plan articulates federal programs and policies should avoid restrictive, one-size-fits-all requirements. Expedite the environmental review and permitting process. Reduce regulatory burdens. Spur innovation and the development and deployment of technologies. The breakdown of the specific items are as follows. $299 billion for roads and bridges. $61 billion for public transit. $65 billion for broadband infrastructure. $44 billion for airports. $35 billion for drinking water and wastewater. $20 billion for rail systems. $13 billion for safety. $17 billion ports and inland waters. $14 billion for water storage. The co-sponsors of the legislation are Senators Pat Toomey, RPA, Roger Wicker, RMS, John Barrasso, RY, and Mike Crapo, RID. Meanwhile, Biden's $2.25 proposal hit another wall Wednesday when Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, said he would like to see bipartisanship on the measure. "I would hope to see Democrats and Republicans agreeing on infrastructure, infrastructure by itself," he told reporters. "It won't be the $2.3 trillion, that, I can tell you," Manchin said. Manchin, along with Senators Mark Warner, DBA, Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, and John Tester, DeMount, are also bucking Biden's corporate tax hike of 28%, potentially negotiating Biden down to 25%. The Republican plan does not include SALT deductions, in which 21 House Democrats have joined 9 Republicans to repeal. The SALT deduction cap was instituted by former President Trump and has, as a result, put President Joe Biden in a bind due to the cap disproportionately impacting Democrats in high-tax states by eliminating a popular federal deduction, Breitbart News reported.